Welcome back to Etsy and Beyond. Today, we have a special treat. We are hearing from Kirsty Rice Art, and she has something to share with you about whether Etsy is something you can truly do alone. Many of us jump into this because we don't have to work with colleagues or coworkers or deal with other people's decisions and we get to be our own boss. But what does that look like when you're running a business long term? Are there things you need to know about working alone? Kirsty is going to dive into this for us, and I'll be back after her little chat to talk to you about how you can apply this to your business.
Hi, Jenny. It's Kirsty from Kirsty Rice Art. I wanted to answer the question, what do you wish you had known when you started selling online? And I think that the main thing has to be you're not alone, or you shouldn't be alone. So you can't do everything yourself. So whether it's getting some help with starting a website or your Etsy shop or just having someone to bounce ideas off of, I think you really need to know or speak to some other people who are like-minded, who are going through the same things. And it's just really, it makes such a difference to have support of like-minded people, whether they're at the same stage as you or whether they're further on. There's always ways to learn from each other. Thanks.
Okay, let's have a chat about Kirsty's point here that it's really hard to be in business alone, especially if you want to create results. So I was this person for a full year in my business, meaning that it was probably more like 2 years. Like, don't let me lie to myself. It was a long time. I was like, I don't need anybody. I'm so sick of having a boss. I'm so sick of being in a department where I'm told what to do. This is my chance to be free and do what I need to do when I need to do it and just get it done. And that was absolutely amazing in the short term. But the thing I was finding over time was that it was kind of hard to come up with ideas I hadn't found elsewhere before. And if I had found those ideas elsewhere, then so had other people. So I was seeing them be used a lot. It was really hard to innovate, basically. And because I was so entrenched in my own business, I felt like I was just a skipping record a little bit. Because what happens in the situation is you just keep trying things that sort of work over and over again. You're struggling to make them better. You're struggling to innovate. You've only seen what you've seen. You only know what you know. So you can only do so much. And sometimes you just don't know the word for something or how to fix it or if there's a tool that can do it for you. And it is so hard to keep up with this stuff by yourself. In fact, I would say that it is outright impossible because you can't know what you don't know and what you're not searching for. So a great example of this would be, I have these friends with a small child, their first child, and she was crying all the time. She had all these problems. They didn't know why. The doctor couldn't find an explanation for it, and they just couldn't figure it out. Now, this was all occurring when Corona first started, so they didn't have a lot of access to other parents because we were all in lockdown. You know, you can only talk to other people so much, but they brought their child next door to play with the other child. And what they found was that that mom actually knew from experience that this was like a minor stomach issue. And when they took her advice and tested it, brought their kid to the doctor, they found, yes, their kid is having this acid reflux and it's real quiet. It's not severe. But how would they have ever figured that out with a child that can't talk to them and tell them what's wrong? This took an experienced parent to see what was going on and to recognize something that they'd seen before. Now, this doesn't always work perfectly. You can't always take other people's advice 100% of the time, but you're here And you've gotten this far because you knew what to try and what not to try. This is something that you kind of need to trust your gut on, and you can look things up and ask other people and see if advice feels at all weird or if you're feeling at all kind of like something about this isn't right. Don't do it. But in this circumstance, and in most circumstances, you will find that getting advice from other people is just absolutely killer and will change everything overnight. For my business, once I started taking that advice, about 2 years after I was in business, I went to a conference, and it was for online business owners just like me. And I started talking to other people. I was put in a group based on my income. I started talking to those people. I saw other people that I had recognized from this program online, from the Facebook group. And as I started talking to them, all this amazing stuff began to unfold. They had all these fresh ideas for my business because they weren't in it. They had all these fresh ideas because they were doing something different. They had tried something that had worked for them that I wasn't doing at all, or they had seen something in my business that they could elevate to the next level because they weren't totally burnt out on doing that same thing over and over again. It's kind of like when you give advice to somebody else, it is so easy to see what someone else is doing wrong when you're giving them advice. You see it instantly and you're like, why is this hard? It's clear that you need to do this. But for that person, they're standing in the forest and everything is on fire and they can't see a way out, when to you, looking at it from above, there is a clear path they could walk down with very little effort. The same thing is true for your business. So if you've never done this before, I would strongly recommend trying out maybe a free Etsy community, talking to other people, see what they have to say, see what's going on in that community. Find one that works for you. We do have a free community available to you. I will link it below on the website page for this episode. But I suggest that you dig, find something that suits you, that works for you. You don't have to try a ton at once, but I would suggest that you at least make an effort. And in order to do that, what that means is you comment on other people's posts. You tell them something that you like that they're doing. You ask them what they think of something you're doing. Or you say, hey, I tried this in my shop and it's kind of similar to what you're doing here. Have you tried this? I think it would work for you. Really go out of your way to be nice to other humans and ask them things about themselves. This is how you make friends. You don't just say, I. You ask people questions about who they are, what they're doing, what they're interested in. And this can apply to Etsy just the same. So take advantage of this type of thing. There are tons of paid communities out there where you can get this same sort of effect. We do a power seller program where you're actually matched to 4 to 5 other sellers. It's an intensive, you get weekly coaching together. You basically go through it together and you guys are buddies for life. So many of our power seller members text each other constantly, make brand new friends forever, talk with each other throughout the week and help each other. That's an example of like a really high level program where you can get this level of feedback, especially when someone is going to the trouble of actually matching you to other people on your level, even if their business is slightly different. That's basically what I experienced at the conference. I was matched to other people on my level. They were just doing something different. Another option is something like our program called The Tribe. This is also a paid program where you are in a much larger group, but there is weekly group coaching. So you will start to get to know people. You'll start to get to see their business. And this is one of these ones where you really need to be proactive and reach out to people and talk to them. Offer advice, ask for advice, tell somebody what you like that they're doing, see if they're willing to share any advice for you, that kind of thing. Really open a two-way conversation up. And you can be blunt with somebody. Some of the best relationships I've had, I just outright said to people, hey, you're doing this thing really well and I suck at it and I'm watching you do it and I really want to become friends with you because I want to learn from you. And I do think that I have some valuable things I can share with you as well. You might be interested in this thing I can do or this thing I noticed you weren't doing that I think might help, but I just wanted to reach out and say, hey, what you're doing is cool. Are you willing to just casually chat with me about it? And that sort of thing can be so effective. It is not spammy, not gross, not promotional. You're offering them something in return, and it's no pressure. So take advantage of these options I've given you to try and get other people's input on your business, especially other people who are doing what you do, because they're just going to dial it in so much faster than, you know, your random aunt or uncle who has some completely unrelated brick and mortar business. So I hope this episode helped you to figure out if more input is correct for you. I would say I have never met a person for whom it isn't. And even if you are really like, no, this is my business, I'm holding it really close, I don't want anyone else to touch it or give me advice or taint the waters, you more than anyone definitely needs this kind of impact. And it doesn't hurt to try. You can always walk away. You can always decide, nope, this isn't for me. You can always try something else. So I would strongly suggest looking into free communities if you just want to experiment. All right. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. Thanks so much to Kirsty for sharing this with us. It's something that a lot of people don't think about that actually accelerates your business much faster. After that conference, that year I had made about $90,000 that year. And the following year, after meeting all those people, getting in a text group with them, and getting their advice year long, only thing I can attribute this to is them. I jumped up to 180,000. That's literally doubling of my income. And the only thing I can attribute it to is other people helping me and taking their input seriously. So I can't tell you how much this could affect your business, and I would strongly recommend giving it a shot. Feel free to check below this episode for any links or any more information about anything I mentioned here, and have yourself a lovely day. I don't know what to say here, honestly. The real way, they had all these fresh ideas. Oh my God, stop dinging. Toodles.